Han cocked a brow.
The bubble?
The bubble of the lost,
Leia explained.
I'll explain more about it later. But it's enough to say the bubble is the reason the monolith is so hard to find.
Right. And the harder it is to navigate the blasted thing, the better, Lando said. Taking out the repeater beacons is a good idea. And Omad has some thoughts on an early warning system we can deploy around the perimeter.
Luke nodded his approval. Good. We can talk about that on the way out. He turned back to Ben. Now what's the situation with our team? Everybody all right?
Affirmative, Ben said. We lost all but one of Lando's battle droids, but Base Prime has been cleared and secured. Omad and Tahiri are both aboard the Falcon, taking care of O'Holly, and keeping an eye on Dina Use.
Dina is still alive? Leia asked. I didn't think she was going to make it.
She found the formula for her enzymes. Ben turned to Luke. But I'm not so sure that's a good thing. How do we handle someone who helped kill 30,000 miners? She has to answer for that.
Luke considered this a moment, then nodded. She does. But what that means isn't something to be decided right now. He paused and looked around. Not here. Why don't you and Tahiri take her back to the Jedi Council? They can pass judgment.
What do you mean, they? Ben asked. Aren't you coming back with us?
Luke shook his head. Not for a while. He started across the balcony, motioning for the others to follow.
I need some time.
Time?
Ben's voice grew worried.
For what?
For myself.
Luke paused and rested a hand on Ben's shoulder.
I've been leading the Jedi for 40 years, son. I think it's time for a change.
Ben looked as though his father had gone mad.
A change? What's wrong?
Luke laughed.
Ben, stop worrying. I'm fine.
They'd reached the security ring. Han started to cross toward the hatch that led into the biot lab.
Whoa!
Ben used the force to pull Han's hand away from the control.
You don't want to open that. The automatic filtration and nourishment systems were destroyed during the assault, so it's pretty ripe in there.
Han thought of the dozens of biots he had seen inside the lab, and he didn't know whether to feel relieved or sad. Mostly he was glad that the monsters who had created them would never have a chance to build another one.
We'll go through the residence,
Ben said, pointing toward a blown hatch about a quarter of the way around the security ring.
It smells a whole lot better.
Ben led the group into a chrome alloy corridor that Han had not traveled before. The bodies had all been cleared away, but the halls were so pocked and battle-scarred that it was a wonder the walls were still standing. As they advanced up the passage, Ben fell in beside his father.
So, Dad, if you're not coming back, what do I tell the Masters about this place?
He asked.
Is it the Mortis Monolith?
Luke shook his head.
The truth is, I don't know. But if Mortis was ever here, I don't think it is anymore, he said. The force inside the monolith was too raw, and there was no hint of balance.
Any signs of the ones?
Ben asked.
Or that Anakin and Obi-Wan were there?
Again, Luke shook his head.
Nothing, he said. In fact, I don't even think we should assume that this is the same monolith Anakin and Obi-Wan visited.
Han frowned.
Come on, he said. How many monoliths can there be?
Who knows? Luke asked. The galaxy is a vast place. There could be dozens of monoliths, or thousands, or just the one. The point is, we have no way of knowing. And it really doesn't matter. Because Mortis isn't here. At least not now.
Fair enough, Han said. But if this isn't Mortis, then what is it?
Luke shrugged.
You saw what the Krefts were using this place for, he said. After that, I'm not sure any mortal should know what this place is.
Nice dodge,
Leia said.
But the question remains, Luke. Do you know what it is?
Luke met her gaze and smiled.
I'm still mortal, Leia, he said. The monolith didn't change that.